Thank you very much, Amparo. Please, you have the floor.
First of all, I have to thank Saniati and also Elio to think about the Spanish Critical Care and Coronary Units Nursing Association to stay here and explain about pain management and intensive critical care. First of all, what is pain? Pain is a disagreeable sensation that can become unbearable for the one that suffers from it and takes part of the experiences of the majority of patients who join the hospital. Up to 40% of patients join the intensive care unit, they recount to have suffered pain in some moment of their stay in the ICU. Despite they had received sedative medicine with amnesic effect. What are pain causes? We can say that pain will be caused by direct causes like signs of the own disease and also our ICU's own activities. As you know, technology so much to diagnose or to set a treatment, they are very aggressive. The tracheal intubation, heels, catheter, everyone we do at the ICU usually are aggressive. And also not direct causes like anxiety and fear experienced by both patients and family. That is often caused by the ignorance of the real patient situation. And this lack of knowledge can emphasize the stressful atmosphere around the patient. Also agitation caused by several reasons. Also the disability to communicate. Other direct causes may be the unsuitable sedation for intubated patients, the loss of the physical independence and depression, the time and space confusion, like disorientation, and also the ICU's own environment, as you know, a stressful place with noises, light, changes in temperature. What side effects may cause pain in our patients? They may cause a respiratory side effect, cardiocirculatory side effect, digestive and urinary side effects, and also endocrine and metabolic side effects. The last one is what is named a response to the stress. And how we manage pain at the ICU? Pain management is an essential component of quality care delivery for critically ill patients. Because outcomes are difficult to predict at ICU, high quality pain management and palliation may be the main benefits offered by the healthcare team. Appropriate palliation of pain begins with the use of effective strategy for recognizing, evaluating, and monitoring pain are used. Skills in pain management requires knowledge of both pharmacologic and non-pharmacological therapy. The American Association of Critical Care Medicine reminds us that every patient has the right to receive a suitable analgesia and recommends that the first aim during the administration of a sedative or analgesic product to a critical patient should be to calm the pain. Sorry, because steps is writing, but what are the steps we have to carry on? The first step is analgesia, equal of control of the pain. First of all, we have to control pain. After that, we can use the sedation and to produce dream. And in third place, muscle relaxation, if necessary. One of the most disagreeable experiences that we can induce is to keep a patient absolutely relaxed without providing him a suitable sedation. First of all, analgesia, second sedation, and after that, muscle relaxation if necessary. The current trend is based on supporting critical patients in United States, in which it will be easy to wake them up when we consider appropriate, so that patients will be able to maintain a well contact with us. So they will be able to cooperate with certain diagnostic or therapeutic procedures. There has been described that the above-mentioned step of the sedation is related with the decrease of the mechanical ventilation days and on the length of stay in an ICU. Focusing on the analgesia treatment, how should the best analgesic and sedative? We have to say that the best analgesic and sedative have to be to have a quick appearance of action, an effective and suitable sedation, quick recovery on stopping its administration, easy to administer, few accumulation and few side effects, also few pharmacological interactions, and cost effective. We have to use the best analgesic and the best sedative product, but at low cost. ICU are very expensive, and we have to try the best product at a less cost. I'm going to speak a little in a quicker way about morphine, remifentanilo, and fentanilo, opiate pharmacological products to take care in case of severe pain. There is not important the name of the product. The important thing is that the Spanish Critical Care Doctors Association made a recommendation for every ICU. In this way, we worked carry on the protocols advised and recommended by the Critical Care Doctors Association. And in every ICU, we work with this presentation and with these doses, standardized. The most important thing when we speak about opiates is why we can't use it. We have nurses have to know the exact way of the patient. We have to use a venous central route. It's better to use a central and exclusive route for analgesia and sedation. There is a need to use a pump, and we usually use pumps with the suitable software. It's not allowed to push analgesic or sedative products without a solution. And we have to carry on the control of the patient's hemodynamics, consciousness level, and also we have to carry, always to carry on a septic measure. What side effect we have to control? We have to control the elimination, the opiate elimination. We have to think that opiates cause a blood pressure decrease, and we have to control it. They cause addiction, vomits, and nausea, and we have to control it too. We have to carry also on the control of respiratory failure, drowsiness, and maybe in same occasion, also of itching, constipation, and urinary retention. Remifentanilo is other opiate used in Spanish ICU. It has the same side effect as morphine because it's an opiate. Fentanilo, it's also an opiate, but the route of administration is through skin. It's a non-invasive administration. Emla, it's a mixture of lidocaine. But evidence says that EMLA has been shown to be effective in reducing the pain associated with venous puncture. What is happened with arterial puncture? Its ineffectiveness with arterial puncture is probably due to its effect being confined to pain fevers in the dermis. As veins have few pain fevers in the walls, EMLA is effective. But arteries do have pain fevers in the walls. If the gel did not penetrate that deeply to reach the arterial wall, then it would be ineffective with arterial puncture. In Spain, nurses do arterial puncture and also canalization of radial arteria. In this way, we use mepivacaine because it's more useful than EMLA. A non-pharmacological option. I'm going to focus the explanation in the number 4 and 5, physical therapy, psychotherapy, and easing method. What is the concept of dynamical sedation? Its name comes from the anesthesia field, and it allows physicians to feel the desirable level of sedant analgesia during the patient's stay in the ICU. Our aim is to use the suitable doses by means of individualizing every dose in order to keep critically ill patients more alert, but comfortable and without pain. The needs of sedation and analgesia, and therefore the depth of the sedation, may change through the day. In this case, deep levels are needed during the induction process, during the accomplishment of painful procedures. But on the other hand, it would be interesting to maintain a level of more superficial levels of sedation when a neurological exploration is made, or even when the patient receives the visit of his family. Nevertheless, during the night, it would be advisable to cope with a deep level of sedant analgesia to announce a repairing dream. Sorry. And how pain can be measured? We cannot dance subjective information from the own patient, if conscious. But usually this is not the normal attitude in our in ICU. Usually patients are sedate and they are wake. In this way, nurses have to evaluate different signs like the increase of the cardiac rate, blood pressure, or respiratory rate, even with using biomedical determination, because pain may be shown in this way. We have to take it into account for unconscious patients. What scales we use? With patients that are able to have a way of communication, we use, as Angela and Patricia have said, the analog scale. But if patients aren't sedate, without able to communicate with us, the scale most important and most used in Spain is the Ramsay sedation scale. What level is the best level for our patients? Level 2 or level 3? We need to have a patient cooperative, oriented, and calm. A patient who responds to verbal commands depending on the deep sedation he's having. There are the scales, but they aren't used in Spain. We use analog scale and Ramsay scale. The nursing management of pain, our aim in it, is to relieve the pain or to dismiss it just to a level of tolerance that the patient may put up with it. And to do it, we have to make an exhaustive evaluation of the pain that includes its location, characteristic, appearance, length, frequency, quality, intensity or severity, and the possible unleashed factors. It's very important to use the scales of pain to make and also register in nursing drafts the results of this evaluation. Depending on each patient's his pathology, In Spain, we can reflect, we can write the results of the scale every hour, every 2 hours, or every 4 hours. It depends on the patient. Also, it's important to communicate to the doctor the appearance of the pain and its characteristics. If the pain goes with an associated agitation, there is a need to do a direct and constant observation of the patient to prevent him from being hurt by their own unconsciousness action. We also have to administer the analgesic sedative route according to a medical order, ensuring herself, the nursing, that she is now knowing the medicament ruled by the physician, its process, preparation and use. She or he has to know how to manage the software of different pumps when the use of an intravenous perfusion is needed, assuring herself that the patient hasn't any sort of allergy, and individualizing the treatment. We also have to carry on monitoring the patient as well as his vital signs, losing the fear of managing analgesic or sedative without losing to let the patient out of our sight. Evaluating the efficacy of the product administered to the patient every regular intervals of time, and writing down on the nursing graph the used medicament, each dose and its starting time. We have to carry on the control of the vital signs and to carry on monitoring the pain by means of scales previously presented. We have to argue with the physician on the analgesia sedation management. It's important to know what level of analgesia we want to offer and what are the level of analgesia needed for every patient. Let us remember the concept of dynamical sedation. Before to the completion of any painful technique, we have to offer them an explanation, the patient, of course, and if it's possible to use local analgesia. To apply non-pharmacological technique, it's in these cases in which the nurse will dedicate more time and in which more skills and preparation will be needed if the nurse wants to accomplish her duty, offering critically ill patients a qualitative care. To apply for non-pharmacological techniques, to provide information about the pain to the patients and also to their families, to know if in previous occasions the patient has suffered some pain and how it was controlled. We have to set a good level of communication with patients and also with families, to allow the family to remain near the patient if this calms him. Also to supply patients with comfortable position, changing bed clothes when necessary. It's also important to withdraw objects that could be troublesome for the patient, and also to create a restful environment by reducing the light intensity and noises. To control the temperature of the room, it's also important. These measures are difficult to cope with depending on the ICU physical structure. Would be advisable that the rooms had natural light. This allows patients to distinguish between the day and night time. To allow patients to have in his own room some objects that remember him something pleasant of his daily life. And to reduce the anxiety of the critical ill patient may lead nurses to find a more collaborating patient. One of the techniques more used to decrease the anxiety at the Spanish ICU is the music therapy, if the patient can use the earphone by himself, being indeed sedated, the nurse will change CD and will place the earphone to the patient. There is evidence of the music diminish the anxiety perceived by the patient. But I think more studies are needed to be able to confirm if, in addition, the music therapy may reduce the pain by reducing the stress. It's important to use and to teach patients about simple technique of easing. And we have to develop a set guideline that can be used by critical care nurses, training programs and coroners that are like to guide the provision of analgesia and sedation in the ICU. Application of our guidelines should minimize risk of under-treatment and also risk of over-treatment. And that is all. On behalf of IFNA, the European Federation of Critical Care Nursing Association, I invite every one of you to stay with us in Amsterdam next November 2005. Thanks. Grazie.